This is the podcast of the German Historical Institute London, a research centre dedicated to supporting and connecting students and scholars from Britain and Germany. The podcast series presents current research in British, German and European history, as well as colonial and global history. For more information on the German Historical Institute London, future events, the GHIL Library, studentships and more podcast episodes, please visit our website at ghil.ac.uk.
From living through wars to experiencing humanitarian crises, in this podcast episode, GHIL Research Fellow Clemens Willinger and PR Officer Kim Koenig talked to Stephanie Middendorf about the research behind her GHIL lecture on states of emergency and exception. What did they mean for societies in the 20th century, and what can we take away for our own current moment? Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. You were here last year in November already to give a lecture on societies under siege, experiencing states of emergency in the long 20th century. To start us off, could you just tell us a bit about your project, how the idea came to you and what it's all about?
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. And the project grew, or the topic grew. It's more of a topic than a project at that date. I think it grew out of my second book, which was on the history of financial politics and emergency rule in the late Weimar Republic and National Socialism. And that book was focused on the realm of state finance and on the specific questions related to states of exceptions or exceptional powers in the realm of financial crisis management. And I thought that there was more into it than the history of bureaucracy and of government techniques and of mostly male actors thinking about how to govern a state or how to cut budgets. And this is why for my lecture and also for the research I'm heading for, I'm trying to learn more about the state of emergency / state of exception as a psychological state, also as a social state, a state that the whole society can be in. That's sort of the background and also the perspective related to the project.
And the project itself looks mainly at the 20th century. Could you tell us a bit more about how you came to choose the particular time frame that you were looking at?
Yeah, of course. I mean, first of all, it's the time period I'm an expert in, and I'm a contemporary historian or historian of the modern epoch. So this is the time frame where most of my projects and work is based and situated in. But with regard to the topic itself, I think the interesting thing is how the state of emergency grows out of the history of this 20th century. It comes from the history of the term state of exception. It's related to the history of state of siege and state of war in the 19th century. It's related to the French Revolution. So it has a history in the background in the 19th century, and it should be read also within this longer time frame, I think, starting in the 19th century. But then in the 20th century, especially with the First World War or the two world wars, you see how the idea of being under siege, being in a state of exception, becomes ever larger and becomes more of a description of a broader state of mind, and comes with a lot of new techniques of governance and techniques of self-description of society. So it's sort of part of broader processes of what has been called the Verwissenschaftlichung, the scientification of society. It's part of broader processes of the change of statehood in the 20th century, the coming about of democracies, mass democracies. So it's, I think it's situated very much within the history of the long 20th century, which means that it's also already part of the history of the 21st century, of course, because if you look at the usages of the term, you can see that around 2000, there's a huge growth in the use of the term, and there are new books and theories published on states of exceptions, etc. A long answer to a rather short question.
And in your lecture, you talked about some of the places you were looking at or want to look at. Maybe you can talk a little bit about which places you're choosing or which organizations, administrations, and actors you want to look at.
Yeah, I mean, the lecture was a first exploration rather than the result of a long-term research project. And as one can see, I'm an expert in French and German history mostly. And so I think this is what sort of guides my selection of examples and spaces and actors. It's about, I think it's the idea of combining the history of a democracy, democracies at the brink. And in the one case, in the German case, you have the democracy, the Weimar democracy becoming a dictatorship and then starting a huge war and getting out of it. And the French side, it's entangled with the German case. There's the occupation phase, but you have more of a colonial history in the French case. So the choose it or the perspective on the French and German side allows to discuss the state of emergency on different levels as a state in between democracy and dictatorship on the one hand, and also as an instrument of occupation policies in the German case. Especially, I chose some examples from occupied territories in the Second World War, where the German regime is using the state of exception in order to sort of govern these spaces. But you also have a huge literature on and a huge history of the state of emergency or exception in colonial contexts. And recent research has focused largely and mostly on that relation between colonial spaces and states of emergency in the British history and the French history. And I try to combine these two histories, which are largely separated in research, I think, so far, or have been largely separated, and to bring them closer to one another, the tradition of Carl Schmitt, in a sense, and the German experience, which is very relevant for the definition of the term until today, and the colonial experiences, which come about with critiques of the Eurocentric perspective on what is called a state of exception, which come about with different experiences, with new techniques of warfare. And as French and German histories have sort of points of connection at certain periods of times and then grow out of each other or separate, I thought that might be a good way of looking at it. But as I'm part of a larger also or a smaller research group, which tries to establish sort of a network in the coming years, and then there will be colleagues looking at other places, African history or British history more closely than I did. So I think this is a topic which needs a collaborative research.
Of course, I'm curious because of my own research, what would you say is the relationship between states of emergency and states of normality, so to call it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, but I should start the answer with maybe defining a little more precisely what is the difference between states of exception and state of emergency, and then answer your question, because you have this, and this is what I also try to give sort of oversight in the lectures, the history or the historical semantics of the term, which are changing. And in my perspective, state of emergency sort of replaces states of exception within the 20th century. And it's a broader term, is less connected to government techniques. It's broader. It's more about the question how modern societies are governed and described on a broader level. So it gets from a more of a juridical or legal term, which is the state of exception. I think it changes in the direction of a term of social self-description of societies. And this is where normality comes in, I think, because with regard to state of exception, I think the antonym would be more like a state of rule or normal law or state of legal normality. And with state of emergency, it's more about normality in the sense that your research, I think, Clemens, is also about on the social idea of normality, on psychological normality, all that discussion that is going on the normalization of societies, which is not only about legal order or about the rule of law, but is more about a broader idea of a discipline of normality, of deviance. So I think state of emergency is more of an opposite to state of normality than maybe state of exception, but it's a complex question. And I think my answer is not giving the whole answer.
Certainly, somehow today, the feeling is that we are living in a state of emergency right now. And we were wondering what we can learn about the presence looking at historical states of emergency. It is a bit of a speculative question, I know.
I mean, it's always the question, what can we learn from history? And do we want to learn or do we want to observe? But I think we can learn on different levels. I think the most important thing for me in my research was to learn how societies that self-describe as being in a state of exception or an emergency or in a crisis, I mean, this term also comes in as part of the broader semantic field, that they tend to try and end complexity, try and end communication, that they look for past solutions, and that this self-description and this perception becomes a force of its own in political questions. It becomes ever harder, and this is, I think, something we experience also today, to describe, for example, social or political problems as normal problems that can be solved by certain instruments. But in order to make your own problem visible or to digitalize your own way of solving it, you need to address your own problem as being urgent. Like in the climate crisis or in financial problems, we see that political problems are always addressed or often addressed as problems of emergency and urgency, and they need quick solutions and we don't have time to discuss. And I wouldn't like to draw a parallel to the 1930s because I'm always asked about that. I think it's not so productive. But the force of communication and the force of perception and psychological dimensions of emergency and urgency and all those kind of terms that come in at present and also came in at different periods in the 20th century, I think this is something we can learn, that we need to look closely at the way things are argued, and also the specific force of government techniques and exceptional rule, which is sometimes very, it's a boring topic at times. And you need to look at administrative techniques and institutions like bureaucracies in order to understand how the social perception or the social imagining, also because I think the state of emergency has sort of an imaginary part to it, which is not always related to what we would think of like reality or facts, that this imaginary dimension is also created within organizations and institutions which we consider very rationalized, very rational actors. And so this is, I think, an interesting combination of doing research into bureaucracies or government techniques on the one hand and into perceptions, images, imaginaries, psychological states on the other hand.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure talking to you, Stephanie, and we hope everyone will enjoy listening to this interview as much as we do, and also to your lecture, of course. We wish you all the best and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the German Historical Institute London podcast. Follow us on social media and check our website to keep up to date with new episodes.